Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Coming to you live today from Johnson's Garden Center. Of course, it's on West 13th Street. You know right where it is. There's links at goodlifeguy.com if you need information, but it has grown every year. This year is no exception. In fact, this looks like the biggest ever. The crowd that was backed up to get in at noon.
I think they said they were like back around, the corner into the street. Yeah.
How cool is that?
That's fun.
Let's tell everybody what's going on. Obviously, we got food trucks. And I'm one of the lucky four judges to get to judge their items where they incorporate hash green chili.
Right.
How many food trucks are there? Do you know?
I think we've got 9 or 10. I think maybe this one across from us,
the drink truck,
counts as one. But I don't know if they serve you food or you just buy a beer from them.
That's right.
22 or 3 breweries here.
Isn't that great?
We've got Wheat State Distilling also doing, I think, a chili vodka or something like that.
How cool is that?
And then have you heard about our 230 competition we've got?
The Stein competition?
Stein holding competition.
That's always the hoot at the Midwest Beer Fest. Tell us about it.
So we're having a Stein holding competition. We had official 1 liter Moss Steins produced with our Chili Head logo. $25 entry fee gets you a Stein, a liter of beer, and chance to win a gift card to Prost, the local German restaurant.
That sounds cool.
Get in by 2 o'clock and you can participate in that competition at 2:30. But have a men's and women's division. But it's basically as it sounds. See who can hold a 1 liter of beer up the longest.
Yeah, and it's so fun to watch. I liked watching the girls at Midwest Beer Fest last year. Some of them were held it as long as some of the boys that were.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. And there was arm quivering and tears and.
Marty and I have been practicing a little bit this week and it's not as easy as it seems. You know, you think, oh, I could hold it up for an hour.
No.
But no, after like 3 minutes, you're starting to sweat and arms quivering and it's fun.
Oh, it's interesting. I declined to do it at the beer fest because I didn't want to look bad. There were some big, muscular guys. And you know what? They didn't do as well.
What? My problem, guys, I'm standing there holding that beer, and then I start getting thirsty.
And that would be a problem.
And then I'm disqualified for taking a drink.
Can't take an ounce or two out of that.
Nope.
What else is going on? We could hear the Boys and Beer Band in the background.
Well, the Bulls and Beer Band from Lincoln, Nebraska, I think they're here for maybe their 60th year in a row. So much fun. I think, I don't say we couldn't have this fest without them, but they really do bring a lot of fun. Of course, the reason for the festival is Hatch chili peppers.
Oh, God.
And so we're roasting Hatch peppers. I've got more coming tomorrow. It's been a little difficult of a season far. Kind of like in Kansas with the wheat harvest. The harvest is late. And so we've struggled a little bit to get peppers here, but we've got a few peppers. I'll have more here tomorrow. But all of these breweries have used our Hatch peppers in their beers.
I think that's so cool. And did you go out this year, or did Marty go?
Marty went out, and then we've got one of our suppliers brings them to us now.
Oh,
yeah, so we've gotten to where we're going through enough that we found a supplier, but it is all authentic Hatch.
Well, and I love the way you do it. You can buy a sampler pack and take a small quantity home. But the reality of it is, I don't think anybody appreciates how well Hatch Green Chili's freeze.
It's one of the best. I got some out of my freezer from 2017 this week. I'm trying to make something and dig down deep and found two big Ziploc gallon bags of individual bags that we'd frozen, and they were as good as what I pull off the roaster now. So,
and I used to go home with my half bushel or bushel and spend 2 hours over the sink peeling them before I chopped them up and froze them or whatever. Mistake. Now I just leave them whole, divide them up, use the big sandwich bags for small quantities, a couple of gallon bags. Pop them in the freezer. I put a date on them so that I'll know if I'm rotating good. And they come out of the freezer easier to peel than on the day when you bring them home.
And see, I think everybody does it different. We get ours. We clean them up. We put three or four peppers in a Ziploc snack size bag. So we've got just, maybe a half cup of peppers if you chop them. But Mindy, if you need more, you pull out a couple. But then they're ready to go. So it's kind of all personal preference. But they freeze easy. And I think Marty purees his before he puts them in. There's so many ways you can do it.
Well, and they add such a dimension. I got people coming over for a Mexican fiesta tonight. How apropos. Okay. And so I got to make sure I take some of them because I made my pico de gallo and I didn't put green chilies in it yet because I didn't want to use a can. So we'll do that. We're making all kinds of stuff. And
there's really not a comparison to the canned junk that you buy at the grocery store to hatch peppers. It's technically the same thing, but it really isn't.
But no, it's canned. Yeah. When you get this, when I clean them, I leave a lot of the black char because it adds so much.
I like it too. And it doesn't, a little bit doesn't add a lot of problem in your eating, but it adds that color and adds some smokiness.
I love it.
Makes it look a little more authentic as well.
All right, so rumor has it, your dad has been, what was this time doing the Great Divide? This is like his fourth or fifth time?
I think fifth attempt, maybe third finish.
Yeah. But rumor has it you're going to go next year.
That's a rumor. Guy, rumors aren't always true.
I had so much fun tracking Marty and watching his progress, and I had it running in the background on a computer all the time, so I could just refresh and see where he is. I'd zoom in and see what the trail looked like, with the satellite picture.
Yeah. What gas station he was stopped at.
Oh, man. Yeah, what gas station where he was loading up on high sugar, high carb.
Yeah.
And must have been a treat. I hope he comes by later. I want to talk to him.
I'll make sure he gets by.
Yeah. What fun. Are you going to go dance now?
I'm going to go dance, make sure everybody's behaving.
No. Well, not misbehaving. How about that?
Make sure we're within
legal reason.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's so much fun. I love the weather. I don't think it's going to rain, and if it does, it's just a few sprinkles here and there.
We've got a little bit of rain now, but I think it's on its way past.
It's not dampening the crowd a bit, and it's not sweaty hot.
Normally it's
sweaty hot.
Sweaty hot. It's not that. So we're appreciative of any cloud cover we can get today.
I just love it. Jeremy Johnson, live from Johnson's Garden Center on West 13th. It's the 7th annual Iron Chili Head. There's a little thunder. We don't want any of that. We'll take a little bit of rain, but no thunder and light. The party goes till 4.
That's right.
Jeremy, so many beers, so little time.
So many beers, so many food trucks. And you're lucky because you get to try something from everyone.
They bring them to me and
I know.
Sit under a cover.
Maybe I got to find a way to be a judge.
You should judge next year, absolutely. And I think we should stagger the beer judging and the food judging so we could do both.
Yeah.
We want to do both. Great talking to you, man.
Thank
Have a great
too.
Day.
All right.
Thanks for putting this together. It's a wonderful event.
I appreciate it, Guy. Yeah, thank you.
See you, brother. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll see if we can't find Mr. Marty Johnson, talk to him. I ought to talk to Kristen because she has done so much work. We're at Johnson's Garden Center. We'll be here all day. Let me tell you, though, it wouldn't be the good life without some great sponsors. Walzer, the auto, fantastic auto campus at East 13th and Greenwich. And don't forget, 5% of their pre-tax earnings go to support local charities. Walzer Auto Campus, if you're looking for a fine vehicle, that's where you go. Check them out at walzer.com. I'm Guy Barrett. It's a good life. We'll be back with more chilies and craft beer and fun right after this short break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.